Hello and welcome to The Inside Scoop, a podcast about everything and anything that is Lane County Health and Human Services. I am one of your hosts, Jason Davis, and joining me is my co-host, Biz Henry. Hey Biz, we are doing a podcast, right?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, and podcasts are kind of all the rage these days, and so why not use that to talk about the strategic plan?
I think it's a good idea.
I you know, I do too, as long as we do a good job, which I think is always a constant concern. But fortunately, we're going to be talking to our colleagues in Health and Human Services, right? And they have some pretty interesting stories. You know, for full disclosure, we've already done a couple episodes. And I can tell you that I'm excited about this, not just because I'm involved, but because I'm excited to listen back to what some of the people that we've interviewed have to say. It's been really compelling.
Yeah, I think the people I work with in Health and Human Services and each one that I meet, Mackenzie Neal, who's one of our interviewees, I haven't worked with a lot, but the passion just is amazing. Their passion for the work, their passion for the department. I don't think you find that a lot of places.
No, and I think that's one of the things that we struggle with in our day-to-day jobs, because a lot of times, and this is nothing against the county, but just by virtue of what we do, we don't have the time to just sit down and talk about what we do, right? And that's the whole point of this podcast. We get to talk about what we do, what motivates us, the hard parts, the positive parts. And I think that, you know, just having some space for that is really important. And especially when we're talking about the strategic plan, because that's sort of, it's a little austere. It's a little out there. It's not, it's a little bit hard to kind of say, okay, here's my day-to-day job and you want me to apply this very overarching 30,000 foot level plan to those individual pieces.
Yeah. What does integration look like? Like for me as a, you know, nurse at the community health centers or something.
And more importantly, what is integration?
Right? Yeah. And yeah, all the, yeah, putting that plan into action and really figuring out what that looks like for the day-to-day workers.
One thing I think that's kind of cool about this so far, in just the interviews that we've done, and you and I talking about it, and then doing a podcast about the strategic plan, is it's made the elements of the plan so much more real to me personally. I've been able to see, you know, kind of not only the threads throughout the plan, and but why we're taking that exact approach, and what the implications and the big picture is around that. It's kind of, I guess, put a little excitement behind, you know, this piece of paper, this document, this plan.
Yeah, and I think the plan is only as good as the people behind it and the people that are taking action on those areas. You know, you can put anything on a piece of paper, but until people are, you know, thinking about that in their day-to-day work or making decisions and choices, you know, based on some of the ideas in that plan,
yeah,
really helps us as a department align and move forward in kind of the same direction.
So what are your goals for the podcast? Like, what do you hope that we accomplish by recording us talking?
I don't know. I think for me, I probably most want to just lift up some of our staff and what they do, the work they do, and give us that opportunity to take a moment and really reflect on the work that's being done, the passion behind that work, and provide some education information because we are a large division about everything. You know, one of the pillars or the goals in the plan is that integration.
Giving people the tools to achieve well-being, to achieve sometimes success, whatever that is for them. And that's true for every single one of our divisions. And it's that piece, I think, that is so strong within our department and kind of inspiring. Let's talk a little bit less about the podcast itself and a little bit more about you, Biz Henry. And maybe you could reciprocate and ask me some questions too. Let's start way back at the beginning. You're from Minnesota, is that right?
I am.
And what's that like?
Cold.
I was going to say, you're here in Eugene, so.
I think in Minnesota, like, I don't think it's that different really from Minnesota to here, but some of that's probably just within my own household and other things.
And so you graduated from University of Oregon and you just jumped right into the CHC where you are now, or what happened?
No. So when I went to the interview with the community health centers, it was kind of the most low pressure interview I'd probably ever gone to, because as much as I was excited for it, I thought, I have no medical background whatsoever.
Right.
Like, it's just good practice to be interviewing. You know, just, I appreciate getting the opportunity. And then they called me back for a second interview, and the questions they prompted in the second interview made it really clear why they had picked me, like brought me back. Uh-huh. And it was that the job that they were hiring for was really specific around scheduling, which I actually had a lot of experience in.
Right.
Between the event coordination, fairgrounds, doing staffing at the catering company and stuff. So I ended up starting at the community health centers, and actually it's probably been 6 years now that I've been there. But I've learned I found a passion there, and a job that I cared about in a way I didn't know if I'd ever have a job that I'd care about.
Talk a little bit about, you know, what your passion is and how you realize that at the CHC.
I think, you know, what I see is that the work that's being done at the CHC by your staff is really important and critical work they're giving. Like, that's my goal.
That's a good analogy. Yeah.
You know, it's like, if I can make the day a little brighter, a little more enjoyable, I like being the person at their work that sees what they're doing and makes them feel good about it, makes them feel seen.
I mean, H&HS expands your sort of snapshot of what not only, you know, Lane County, but, you know, the whole world and what the condition of people are, because it's so easy just to kind of get wrapped up in your own sort of experience. But to be able to go into work every day and see 1,000 different experiences and you know, find the good in those and also improve upon the bad. I mean, that's...
Wow, like, jackpot. Like, I get to help these people. Like, I get to be part of this. And that's really, yeah.
No, so. I love that. I love the, well, because in my job, I don't actually work with a single client out there, you know, and I don't have any discernible skills when it comes to healthcare or, you know, counseling people or anything like that. But I get to talk about the people who do. And that is so cool to be able to just spend your days bragging about these really talented, passionate, just good people, the kind of people you want to live next to.
So speaking of private sector, you want to go back and tell us a little bit about your path to health and human services?
Well, we won't get too granular, but I can tell you that I did a lot of different things and played a lot of different, wore a lot of different hats, all along the same lines of this kind of public relations, marketing, you know, and really trying to lift up the most positive elements of whatever you're talking about, you know, and some people call that spin doctoring. Some people call that media relations. but you know, not all the clients that I worked with in my past were the kind of clients that maybe deserved a positive spin on things. Actually, the last employer that I worked with, Funk Levison Associates, was a really positive experience, and I was enjoying my job there. But they had Health and Human Services as a client, and I came in and I did the role that I'm doing actually, but on a contract basis. And it was this whole new sort of experience to work with a client who you could confidently say every day they're doing their best for no other reason than to do their best. For their community, for the people that they serve. It gave me a reason to go to work every week. Kind of connecting people with the reality of what's going on in Lane County, what they can do about it. You know, I might not be doing the work myself, but kind of being that operator, so to speak, you know, through communications, through doing media interviews or whatever, I feel like I can make a difference, even though I can't, you know, put stitches on a wound or, you know, connect someone with a social service program that's going to better their life. I can do that, you know, sort of in a one-off way through communications. And even though we're having to deal with this angry community member or whatever, you know, that person's having to deal with not having a home. And I'm sorry, like, I need to just stop complaining right now. And I, you know, we shouldn't do that all the time. We need to be real about our frustration. We need to process it. But that helps me too.
Yeah, no, I definitely see a different recognition of my privilege and, you know, yeah, what my hard points are get to be easy compared to some other people's.
Yeah.
Do you have any like particular like success stories or like highlights of your time at HNHS, things you feel really good about?
You know, just most recently, I, as odd as it sounds with all the criticism out there, I feel really good about our COVID response. Because it was, again, this is so tired and everyone's so tired of talking about it, so maybe it's too soon, but it was unprecedented. You know, never before have we stopped everything and just talked about one topic for 20 months, you know? And yeah, and then also, you know, when we started talking about COVID, we knew nothing. I mean, all we knew is there's this coronavirus that is maybe might spread throughout the United States and we need to be prepared for it. And we're going to maybe actually use these quarantine and isolation things that we always bring up in our media stories, but never actually do. And we built upon that. We rallied. We reached out to community partners. We had private sector partners. We had public partners. We all, as a community, kind of chipped in and just tackled this thing. Fundamentally, though, you know, I think we can really make a difference. I honestly do. I really think that the work we do can improve people's lives, not even on an individual scale, because of course it can do that. But I think that we can actually, through the work we can do, we can change the trajectory of the culture in a positive way in our community, in Lane County. I think that we can set an example for our state. And I think by virtue of the sort of groupthink, we can even have an impact on our nation. And it may sound naive, but that fuels me, and I absolutely, every single day that I come to work, I believe that.
So do you want to talk a little about the strategic plan?
I mean, you can't get more personal than that, than to talk about and see a commitment by our department in really connecting with each individual employee and lifting them up and trying to figure out a way that they can be advanced, both personally, both professionally, in 100 different ways. Let's also make work more enjoyable for people. That's, you know, how practical can you get?
You know, but I think, you know, the equity pillar is one, and I think that comes up a lot in your work.
Yeah.
In terms of us being, the county being a leader in the community, just sure. In the language we use and the efforts we put forth, and in defending those efforts.
Yeah.
You know, why are you spending extra time and resources on XY community versus the other?
Well, and especially with the equity one, I think that, you know, the word gets tossed around so much. And you see 1,000 committees, you know, at different organizations, whether it be U of O or whatever, and you know, you just hear it so much. But through the strategic plan, we have the bandwidth and the time and the space to actually explain the implications to people. And when we interviewed Mackenzie Neal, and I think we got to do that a little bit, it was so cool to say, like, you know, how can we use equity to really positively impact an individual? You know, because you can. It's not always about, you know, these bigger picture. You can actually take that really high concept and then apply it and improve someone's life. And with equity, it's so cool too, because think about, you know, for me, this is an exercise of empathy, because I am coming from a very privileged place where equity has not been as big of an issue for me in my personal life. But what has been really cool is to learn that empathy piece and then actually start to embody what it's like to not have an equitable experience in a career or in a service or in, you know, day-to-day life. Wow. That is so, no one should have to experience that, and we can change it, you know, and our plan, this whole plan is providing space for us to talk about that, to actualize it, even that toolkit for dummies like me to actually give you a step-by-step sort of hand-holding, here's how you do it.
No, and I'm really excited about the toolkit, because I am, like, I really appreciate and value equity, but I struggle sometimes with how to put that day-to-day in the work and really how to make that not an extra layer of the work, but part of the work just moving forward. And I think that with all of the strategic plan elements, I mean, I really struggle. And one of my key points on the LinkedIn was kind of like, our staff are not going to listen to a high level, big picture sort of plan. That's just not, like, they really need to see those tangible things. How does this impact my work day to day? And I think, you know, the work of the link team is really how, like, interviewing and talking to people and really go diving into each of these pillars instead of just saying equity. But, like, how does that become an impact when I'm talking to a patient? Or how does that affect what I'm able to offer or the resources, you know, the integration? You know, are we just saying we want better integration between the departments, or are we really looking into, you know, putting a community health worker from Dovetail at the CHC because we do a lot of their referrals?
Yeah.
Like, so we can put them physically in the building so people have that service right there. You know?
And that's just it. It's the why. Because, you know, I don't know if you were like me throughout the majority of my life and you question why we need plans, you start to see that the plan actually gives you, it connects the dots for you. It gives you the why about, you know, why this work is happening. And again, what the implications could be. So what happens if we fire on all cylinders? If we truly make all the connections that are available happen, that integration piece, what would that impact be for an individual client?
I think making the connection to the part of the work that is important to you, I see something I'm specifically passionate about in the plan.
Yeah.
And that kind of helps me buy into the rest a little bit as I find my own connection. Like, looking back and seeing how the strategic plan benefited us last time.
By putting it on paper and making it a focus, it actually created, you know, change.
Yeah. And like seeing that there was follow through. Because I think sometimes too, when I see plans in sort of grand strategic manner, I like to, I just shrug it off as like talk to me when something actually happens.
Right.
You know? And so I think really putting some of those tangible pieces down is, to me, how that connection happens.
No, totally. And just, you know, I think from talking with quite a few of our staff, a lot of what we do is are those individual interactions. And even though you can get a lot of personal value out of those, making that positive change in those interactions, sometimes it can kind of seem like, well, where are we going with this? You know, what is our end goal? And that's what the strategic plan is all about, is it kind of gives us some end goals. And I really appreciate that. I love having, you know, some sort of end in sight. And not that the work ends when we accomplish the plan, but that we at least have that stepping stone to build upon.
That's why we're doing the podcast.
Especially when you really start to understand what's in our strategic plan. There's so much to be excited about.
Well, and if you've, you know, this almost ties back to podcasts, because some of the best are like, listening to someone talk about something they're really excited about is really fun.
It is, yeah.
Like, on this podcast, we get to talk to Health and Human Service people about strategic plan that they're excited about, or parts of it that they're excited about.
And why they're excited about it, because it might not be what you think, you know? And maybe we might accomplish, you know, that sort of out of the box thinking where it's not just that canned response, like, I really want to make a positive impact in my community. It's like, no, well, actually, because of my experience, it taught me this. And then I saw that I can make a difference, you know, and I can never hear that enough. I mean, those personal stories are where it's at.
Absolutely. Do you have a story or a coworker that would be great for our podcast? The link team wants to hear from you.
Well, Biz, I really enjoyed talking to you on this afternoon, Sunday afternoon. We're just, you know, not to plug ourselves or anything, but it is a weekend and we're here having a little conversation. But honestly, I really enjoyed it. I loved learning a little bit more about why you do what you do. And also, you know, just kind of getting a little bit more energized about the plan and the podcast and what we can accomplish through this.
Absolutely.
Thank you for taking the time to listen.
Tune in next week for our next episode, where Tony Kincaid gives us all the scoop on staff development in Health and Human Services.